Okay, good evening to everyone. It's 7 p.m. We will be calling our meeting to order, just so it is on record as to why we are meeting in this matter. Due to an amendment made to the Municipal Act, Section 238, advised that during an emergency declared under the Emergency Management and Civil Act, council members may participate electronically in a public meeting and may be counted in determining whether a quorum of members is present. It's been determined that due to restricted broadband availability for some members, the method of electronic meeting will be via teleconference call through the Zoom meeting platform. Staff will audio record the public meeting taking place. In-camera session will not be recorded. This will be uploaded on our website the following day to allow public access to the meeting. Perhaps in the future, we will be able to stream live, but for tonight, this is how we will be proceeding. This is a first for us all to meet in this way, so please bear with us. However, we are grateful for the changes that were allowed for us to have this electronic meeting to ensure the business of our municipality continues for the benefits of the residents. We hope everything goes smoothly, but we're asking for everyone's patience if we encounter some technical difficulties. Please remember that this meeting will be recorded, the in-camera will not. And I ask, it's important that only one person speak at a time so we can all hear each other properly. If you get disconnected, please retry the steps given in the instructions to log in. What I'm going to do, because obviously we don't have signatures for second on motions, I'm going to ask by councillor if they will first a motion and another councillor to second it. I'll write their names down and then we'll go along and vote. Again, only one person at a time speaking, and I'll ask in order. So it's going to kind of like how we sit at the table. It'll be Fred, then Brig, then Kathy, then Rod. Before we vote on a motion, everyone will have a chance to speak to it. I will go back again once we've all heard what each other has to say and ask for a second comment if need be, and then we'll put it to a vote. And each person's vote will be recorded because of the manner that we're doing tonight's meeting. Okay, so Fred, would you, any questions on that before we proceed? No? Okay, Fred, will you first to open the meeting? Greg, will you second?
Yes.
Okay, moved by Fred, seconded by Greg, that the council meeting of April 20th, 2020, do now open for business at 7.02 p.m. Are you in favor, Fred?
Correct, yeah, favor.
Bring it yes. up.
Yes.
Kathy?
Yes.
And Rod?
Yes, yes.
Myself, yes, that's carried.
Oh, this is going to take a while.
yes, for sure. but that's okay. You know what? We're kind of leading the area by doing this. We're one of the first ones to actually participate in something like this. So it's something that we can all be proud of.
Oh, are we? Well, we'll get quicker. We're 3 minutes in and we've only passed one motion. We'll get better.
are there any conflicts of interest, Fred?
No.
Brig?
No.
Kathy?
No.
Rod?
No.
Okay. Anyone have discussions arising from previous council minutes? Frederick?
Yeah, just one. I just noticed on the February 10th minutes, when I declared my conflict of interest, just the wording that I'm employed by the organization. I just have involvement with an organization that's affiliated with the Sudbury Manitoulin Children's Foundation, the Send a Camp program. Okay. So not so much that I'm employed by Sudbury Manitoulin Children's Foundation, that I just have involvement with that donation program.
Okay.
And that was it for me for the minutes.
Thanks, Brig.
Nope, nothing on the minutes.
Okay. Kathy?
No, I'm good.
And Rod?
No.
Nothing? Okay. We'll go with Fred. Can we get a first on acceptance of the minutes?
Yeah.
And Brig a second?
I'd rather not. Mr. Chair is absent for one of the meetings that we are approving, and I prefer not to put that on the table when I'm...
Okay. Kathy?
Absent. Good.
Kathy, you will second?
I will second. Yes.
Just to accept the minutes as presented.
Yes.
Thank you. Moved by Fred, seconded by Kathy. Following council minutes be accepted as presented. Regular council, February 10th, 2020. Closed session, February 10th, 2020. Special council, February 24th, 2020. Special council, March 25th, 2020. Fred, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes. Brigida?
Yes.
Yes. Kathy?
Yes.
Rod?
Yes.
And myself, yes, that's carried. You. Moving on to minutes and reports. 6A, Ontario Clean Water Agency Work Order Summary Report, January 31st. Ontario Clean Water Agency Work Order, sorry, this is B, Ontario Clean Water Agency Work Order Summary Report, February 29th, 2020. C, Ontario Clean Water Agency Work Order Summary Report, March 31st, 2020. 6D, Township of Nairn and Hyman CAO's report, April 15th, 2020. 6E.
If we have questions on reports, sorry, Mr. Chair, do we tell you now or do we wait?
No, I'm going to come back and ask each one of you on any of the reports if you have anything. Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem. 6E, Township of Nairn and Hyman Fire Chief's report, March 4th, 2020. And 6F, Township of Nairn and Hyman Fire Chief's report, April 15th, 2020. So Fred, we'll start with you if you have any comments on any of the reports.
Yeah, not much. Just I'm just interested to see what the fire hall renos will be like or what the plans are like for that. That's all I really had to highlight on those.
Perfect. Thank you. And Brig?
It was just more a comment. Great reports. On the CAO's report for the, it's in the body of it, talking about, the Government of Ontario ordered closure of outdoor facilities. And I actually talked to the CAO about this. And I was just wondering about the boat launch, because it's not one of the facilities that we closed. And if the emergency does go on, and it looks like it may, it could get busy down there May long weekend, because that's when Pickerel opens again. So I'm kind of thinking we should close it, but that's a council decision.
And what were, I'll respond just to that first, and then you can go on, Brig. There's another concern with another boat launch in our area. We're going to call for some advice from Municipal Affairs on this tomorrow, because it seems that the government is making changes almost on a daily basis as to what they're allowing, what they're not allowing. So we're going to try and get some guidance from Brian Searle tomorrow on these matters.
Perfect. And you can just let me know. That's all I have. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You bet. Kathy?
My only question was about the fire department doing the renovations. Is that still going to continue like right now during this time, or is that on hold? Do we know anything about that?
No, I think the only thing Richard is talking about is we're doing some emergency type situations with installing cleanup stations and possibility we're trying to find some portable showers for any medical calls that the fire department may have to go out on, so that we're making sure that they're disinfected after that. As far as any major renovations, absolutely not until we have engineered plans.
Okay, thank you. That was it.
And Rod, did you have anything?
No, my question was answered by Kathy there.
Okay, perfect. So we'll use the same first and second. Fred, will you just to note the reports as being received? Will you first that?
Yeah.
Okay, Brigida, will you give us a second?
Yes.
Okay, so be it resolved that the following minutes and reports be noted as being received. Ontario Clean Water Agency Work Order Summary Report, January 31st, 2020. Ontario Clean Water Agency Work Order Summary Report, February 29th, 2020. Ontario Clean Water Agency Work Order Summary Report, March 31st, 2020. Township of Nairn and Hyman CAO's report, April 15th, 2020. Township of Nairn and Hyman Fire Chief's report, March 4th, 2020. And Township of Nairn and Hyman Fire Chief's report, April 15th, 2020. Frederick in favor?
Yeah.
Break it up?
Yes.
Kathy?
Yes.
Rod?
Yes. Yes.
And myself is yes, so that's carried. This is going pretty smooth, guys. Good job.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
7A correspondences. Do we have that as notice being received? Oh, on that. Okay, sorry. Yep. So based on the reports, the first resolution, and I'll get first and seconds on this in a second. The council agrees with substituting the annual 2020 spring cleanup week with a tipping free landfill week for household residents. Can I get a first on that, Kathy?
You can.
Can I get a second, Rod?
Yes.
Okay, so moved by Kathy, seconded by Rod. The council agrees with substituting the annual 2020 spring cleanup week with a tipping free landfill week for household residents. Frederick, in favor?
Yeah, good idea.
Greg?
Yes, I'm in favor.
Okay. Kathy?
Yes, I'm in favor.
Rod?
Yes.
And myself, so yes, so that is carried. The other is fire department related as well. The council accept the applications received for volunteer firefighters from Trevor McVeigh and Amy Mazie, pending the receipt of their proper medicals. Can I get a first, Kathy, on that?
Yes.
Okay. And a second, Rod?
Yes.
Moved by Kathy, seconded by Rod. The council accept the applications received for volunteer firefighters from Trevor McVeigh and Amy Mazie, pending the receipt of their proper medicals. Frederick in favor?
Yep.
And bring it up?
Yep.
Kathy?
Yes.
Rod?
Yes.
So, yes, that is carried. Mm-hmm. Next one is just that we're receiving. I mean, unless someone has any comments on the correspondence, the motion just reads it is noted as received.
I'll make a quick comment, Mr. Chair.
Sure.
Just because I feel that maybe it was my comment that she's referring to in her letter. I'm not sure, though. I haven't spoken to the resident. But yes, we definitely have different areas. This letter shows that it shows how a rural area and, you know, we're not a city, but a built-up area has different issues, different, many things are so different. And so as council, we try to just have two areas, our little hamlet area down here and the lake area, and everybody, you know, get along. Definitely the taxes are different because you get different services, and I think the letter just highlights it. So I thank the resident for the letter. Thank
yep.
you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, so Kathy, can we get a first just noting this as received on that?
Yes.
Rod, a second?
Yes.
Thank you. So moved by Kathy, seconded by Rod. The correspondence is 7A be noted as received. Frederick in favor?
Yep.
Greg?
Yep.
Kathy?
Yes.
Rod?
Yes.
Myself, yes, so that is carried. Okay, now on the, we have two different resolutions on the rec committee budget. Is that? We need to move on to the motions, right? Because then we're not based on a report. Basically, one is that we're going to move forward with the, what they're requesting in, as a budget items, or the others to defer it until the budget's passed. Personally, I'm fine with the numbers there, aside from the Easter Kids Party. Obviously, that was canceled. But I want to go along and get each of your opinions. Frederick, starting with you on it.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable number. As the committee, I believe we asked for 5 or 7 last year, something like that. And I think now that the committee has a strong hold of what events they want to do and what we want to do in terms of recreation, I think, you know, $8,900 is pretty reasonable to run the events that the committee's planning.
Okay. Greg, your thoughts?
Yes, I'm very happy. I'm happy to have a rec budget, so I'm thrilled. Whatever it would be, I would be okay with. And it's unfortunate we didn't do the Easter party, though. Our CAO, or maybe it came through rec, had a bit of an idea, but I know we didn't do that. But, you know, we could always use the 300 for a COVID's over party or something like that down the road. But I would be in favor of this budget, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Kathy, your thoughts?
The numbers all look good to me. I think the budget is in line with what we hope to see happening.
Perfect. Rod, your thoughts?
I have no problem with it.
Okay. So the way the motion reads, before I ask for first and second, is the council notes the Township of Nairn and Hyman Community Parks and Recreation Committee Resolution 2020-16 as received and approves the budget with the exception of the Easter Kids Party amount as it was canceled. Fred, can we get a first?
Yeah.
Bring a second?
Yep.
So moved by Fred, seconded by Brig. The council notes the Township of Nairn and Hyman Community Parks and Recreation Committee Resolution 2020-16 has received and approves the budget with the exception of the Easter Kids Party amount as it was canceled. Fred, you in favor?
Yeah, yes.
Bring it up?
Yes.
Kathy?
Yes.
Rod?
Yes.
Myself, yes. That is carried. The next motion, I don't know that it's going to go anywhere. It'd be nice to see if it did. I'll read out the motion first before I ask for a first and second. The Corporation of Township of Nairn and Hyman endorse and supports the resolution of the Corporation of the Town of Midland requesting that in lieu of charging residents annual municipal property taxes, the federal government transfers funds to municipalities as a one-time grant. This will provide immediate financial relief to residents and will provide funds for municipal governments for continued productivity. And further, that a copy of this motion be sent to the Prime Minister, the Town of Midland, and the Association of Municipalities of Ontario. Any discussions on that before I ask for a first and second? Fred?
We have a question. How should I put my hand up?
No, I'm going to ask each one of you. So, Fred, anything?
Yeah, like you said, it would be nice for that to go somewhere. I don't know. I don't know how many people feel pressured that they're not going to pay their taxes during this in Nairn. So, it'd be nice for a lot of communities, but I'm not sure. I'm sure some people would benefit from it in Nairn, but like you said, I don't know if it's going to go anywhere at the right. Higher.
Perfect. Thanks, Fred. Greg, go ahead.
Yes, I was just going to, similar comments, I was just going to say some of these numbers are quite high for us. Like, I don't think we'd have any residential properties assessed above $1 million. Mind you, though, I could be wrong, but the numbers seem high. But overall, I would support, yes, anything that we can do for people if they're having a hard time paying taxes. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Kathy?
I agree with the motion, and I hope it does get passed. That would be good for everyone, I'm sure, at this time.
Perfect. Thank you, Rod.
I agree 100%.
Okay. So, Rod, will you first that?
Yes.
Kathy, second?
Yes.
Okay. Moved by Rod, seconded by Kathy. That the Corporation of the Township of Nairn and Hyman endorse and supports a resolution of the Corporation of the Town of Midland requesting that in lieu of charging residents annual municipal property taxes, the federal government transfers funds to municipalities as a one-time grant. This will provide immediate financial relief to residents and will provide funds for municipal governments for continued productivity. And further, that a copy of this motion be sent to the Prime Minister, the Town of Midland, and the Association of Municipalities of Ontario. Frederick, can you in favor?
Yeah.
Greg?
Yeah.
Kathy?
Yes.
Rod?
Yes.
Myself is a yes. That is carried. So moving on to accounts. General in the amount of $197,310.45. Public Works, $88,064.93. Fire, $8,077.10. We'll start with you, Fred, if you have any questions on the disbursements.
No.
Brigida?
No questions.
Hey, Kathy?
No, I'm good.
Rod, yourself?
Yes, I got one. Public Works. Mm-hmm. On Total Power Limited, our generator maintenance inspection there. To me, I don't know what they inspect, but I made a list of all the, every year it's going up and up and up. In 2012, it was 2,200. And last 2018, the last one I got is $3,292. I just don't understand. It's just a generator. I don't know why Derry couldn't do the service. You change the oil, change the gas filter. You know, that's a big expense every year. It's over $300, over $3,000 now.
Right. Go ahead, Rod. Sorry.
No. I just feel that maybe Derry can do it, or have somebody with a little, or advertise for something a little cheaper than that. I used to service all mine, but I mean, for a public place, you got to have somebody qualified to do it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gloria.
Yeah, unfortunately, there are no other companies in the area that do it. Legally and for insurance purposes, Derek would not be allowed to do that.
Yeah.
And what, Belinda, something about something came through and there was an added expense? Or?
Actually, we had them come in as soon as the state of emergency was declared, because we wanted to make sure that everything was ready to go.
Okay. So it was a call out. We wanted to make sure that we were all safe in the community once this declaration was declared by the province. So unfortunately, we can't really source it out right now. There's no one else in the area to do it. And as mentioned, Derek wouldn't be able to do it himself for legal purposes.
Yeah, so I figured something like that probably.
Yeah.
But I mean, it just seems like a big expense. Holy.
Yeah, it is for
anyway,
sure.
Anyway, but.
All right. Thanks for your comment, Rod.
Yep.
Fred, you want to just accepting the for the disbursement sheets for payment, will you first that?
Yeah.
And Greg, will you second?
Yes.
Thank you. Moved by Fred, seconded by Brig, that the following disbursement sheets be authorized for payment. General, $197,310.45. Public Works, $88,064.93. Fire Department, $8,077.10. Frederick in favor?
Yep.
Brig in favor?
Yes.
Kathy?
Yes.
Rod?
Yes.
And myself is a yes. That is carried. Okay, moving on to bylaws, item 10A, unit bylaw to adopt an agreement for recycling services between the Corporation of the Township of Nairn and Hyman and Warner Woodley operating as Sandbay Camps. I believe we passed a resolution and everyone was fine with the new amounts. So the way the motion reads, being a bylaw to adopt an agreement for recycling services between the Corporation of the Township of Nairn and Hyman and Warner Woodley operating as Sandbay Camps, be read a first, second, and third time. Passed in open council. Its number shall be 2020-8. Kathy, can we get a first on that?
Yes.
Thank you. Rod, a second?
Yes.
Thank you. Moved by Kathy, seconded by Rod, that being a bylaw to adopt an agreement for recycling services between the Corporation of the Township of Nairn and Hyman and Warner Woodley operating as Sandbay Camps, be read a first, second, and third time. Passed in open council, and its number shall be 2020-8. Frederick in favor?
Yes.
Brigida?
Yes.
Kathy?
Yes.
Rod?
Yes.
Myself is a yes. That is carried. Sign the bylaws once we're all done, just so we can move forward. Okay. So item 10B, bylaw 2020-9, being a bylaw to provide site plan control. The motion reads, being a bylaw to provide site control, be read a first, second, and third time. Finally passed in open council. Its number shall be 2020-9. Fred, do you have any questions on that bylaw?
No, I don't think so, no.
Okay, bring it up.
Yes, I do, Mr. Chair. Why do we require this site plan control?
It gives us a lot more control with any new businesses coming to the area as to what we will allow on those properties. It just puts a lot more power in council's hands. So if someone said, okay, we're zoned this and we're going to do this, but council maybe doesn't necessarily approve of it, we have that control with that site control.
Isn't that already in our official plan and our zoning documents, Mr. Chair?
We don't actually have the bylaw for the site, for the site plan control.
Like
this,
how
this gives us more teeth, basically.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, it gives us more enforcement options and gives us a little more teeth, a little more control.
So is it like an appendage to our zoning and official plan? Like, how would this come into play? Could you give me an example, Mr. Chair? I just don't understand
Let's say a business came into town and said they were going to be manufacturing dolls, and they were going to have a washroom and only going to be pulling X amount of dollars or X amount of water out of the ground. And then we find out through inspections that they've built this huge facility and they're pulling, this is an off the wall example, okay? 20,000 liters a minute out of our ground or out of our wherever. It basically just gives us a little more options as far as enforcing what we're allowing and what we're not allowing. And it is something that was highly recommended by our planners.
Oh, okay. It was highly recommended. Sorry, Mr. Chair, from who?
By our planners.
Oh, by our planners. Okay. Okay. And I'm just surprised we wouldn't have had something like this in place already. But yeah.
They actually designed the bylaw for us.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Was there something that came up as we were going along that they said, oh, you should have one of these?
We have a few inquiries right now. One example of something that we control we would be able to control would be parking spaces. There's been a couple of businesses that have approached us. We've spoken to our planners about nothing concrete yet. Some of them are maybe questionable down the road. We're not sure. It's very preliminary at this point. So speaking with our planners, they want us to have as much ammunition and as much control as possible.
Okay.
Rod, do you have anything?
Planner agrees that I'm okay with it.
Okay, perfect. And you were done, eh, Briggs? Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Fred, can we get a first on that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Break a second.
Yep.
Thank you. Moved by Fred, seconded by Brig, being a bylaw to provide site control. Be read a first, second, and third time, and finally passed in open council. Its number shall be 2020-9. Frederick in favor?
Yes.
Bring it up?
Yes.
Kathy?
Yes.
Rod?
Yes.
And myself as a yes, that is carried. Okay, so at this time, can I just to move into closed session? Kathy, can I get a first on that?
Yes.
Thank you. Rod, a second?
Yes.
Thank you. So moved by Kathy, seconded by Rod, that council move into closed session at 7:28 p.m. to review personal matters regarding an identifiable individual, including municipal employees. Frederick, can I get a first? Or sorry, good. In favor?
Yeah.
Thank you. Bring it up.
Yes.
Hey, Kathy.
Yes.
Rod.
Yes.
And I'm a yes. That is carried. So at this time, we're going to stop recording.